Chapter 9. He said to them, "Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will in no way taste death until they see the kingdom of God come with power." After 6 days Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, and brought them up onto a high mountain privately by themselves, and he was changed into another form in front of them. His clothing became glistening, exceedingly white, such as no launderer on earth can whiten them. Elijah and Moses appeared to them, and they were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to answer, for they became very afraid. A cloud came, overshadowing them, and a voice came out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly looking around, they saw no one with them anymore, except Jesus only. As they were coming down from the mountain, he commanded them that they should tell no one what things they had seen, until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They kept this saying to themselves, questioning what the rising from the dead meant. They asked him, saying, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" And he said to them, "Elijah indeed comes first, and restores all things. And why is it written of the Son of Man that he should suffer many things and be rejected? But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they have also done to him whatever they wanted to, even as it is written about him." And when they came to the disciples, they saw a large crowd around them, and scribes questioning them. Immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed, and running to him greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" And one out of the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought to you my son, who has a mute spirit, and wherever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams at the mouth, and grinds his teeth, and wastes away. I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they weren't able." And answering, he said to them, "You unbelieving generation, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring him to me." They brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground, wallowing and foaming at the mouth. He asked his father, "How long has it been since this has come to him?" He said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him both into fire and into water, to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us, and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe. Help my unbelief." When Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to him, "You deaf and mute spirit, I command you, come out of him, and never enter him again." Having screamed and convulsed greatly, it came out of him. The boy became like one dead, so much that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, and raised him up, and he arose. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "This kind can come out by nothing, except by prayer and fasting." They went out from there, and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it. For he was teaching his disciples, and said to them, "The Son of Man is being handed over to the hands of men, and they will kill him, and when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise again." But they did not understand the saying, and were afraid to ask him. He came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house he asked them, "What were you arguing on the way?" But they were silent, for they had disputed one with another on the way about who was the greatest. And he sat down, and called the 12, and he said to them, "If anyone wants to be first, he must be last of all, and servant of all." He took a little child, and set him in the midst of them. Taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such little child in my name, receives me, and whoever receives me, does not receive me, but him who sent me." John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him, because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not forbid him, for there is no one who will do a mighty work in my name, and be able quickly to speak evil of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. For whoever will give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to the Messiah, truly I tell you, he will in no way lose his reward. Whoever will cause one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if he was thrown into the sea with a millstone hung around his neck. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. Translator note, this is hyperbole or idiom meaning to stop doing a sin. End of note, it is better for you to enter into life maimed, rather than having your two hands to go into hell, into the unquenchable fire. If your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. Translator note, this is hyperbole or idiom meaning to stop doing a sin. End of note, it is better for you to enter into life lame, rather than having your two feet to be cast into hell. If your eye causes you to stumble, cast it out. Note, idiom meaning to stop doing a sin, it is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell, where their worm does not die, and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire, and every sacrifice will be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, how can you make it salty? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another.